poll, former Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clefish leads Wisconsin gubernatorial Republican primary field. By Jacob Bliss on April 12, 2022. Former Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clefish leads the Republican field in Wisconsin's gubernatorial primary race, according to a recent poll from Remington Research Group, RRG. The poll showed Clefish with a double-digit lead against the rest of the Republican field. The poll was conducted on behalf of Fighting for Wisconsin Super PAC, which backs Clefish's opponent, Kevin Nicholson. 42% of the likely 2022 Republican primary voters who participated in the survey said they would vote for Clefish, a 13-point lead against the closest competitor. 29% of the respondents said they support Nicholson, and only 4% said they supported Eric Hovde. However, 26% said they were undecided. The poll also found that Clefish was the most favorability out of all three candidates. 55% said they viewed Clefish favorably, while only 16% viewed her negatively. Additionally, 37% said they viewed Nicholson favorably, while only 12% viewed him negatively. And only 11% said they viewed Hovde favorably, while only 12% viewed him negatively. During a recent Breitbart News Saturday interview, Clefish touted her endorsements from law enforcement representatives instead of the Democrat incumbent Governor Tony Evers and hit his record. "We need someone who's tough on crime, and I'm the choice of law enforcement in Wisconsin. Been endorsed by more than half of our sheriffs in the Milwaukee Police Association, the Kenosha Police Association," Clefish explained. Breitbart News' Ashley Oliver noted. Evers gained a reputation in 2020 for avoiding National Guard assistance at times and sympathizing with Black Lives Matter protesters and rioters at the expense of peace, primarily in the small city of Kenosha. Following violent riots stemming from George Floyd protests occurring across Wisconsin during the late spring and early summer of 2020, renewed rioting occurred in August 2020 in Kenosha after Jacob Blake, a Black man facing multiple criminal charges, was shot 7 times by a police officer there and left paralyzed. The rioting, which became destructive and deadly, occurred after Evers posted a string of statements online following the Blake incident, failing to call for peaceful protests. Evers instead condemned racism and wrote that he stood with those who demand justice, equity, and accountability for Black lives in our country. "Tony Evers has sided with the far-left fringes of the Democratic Party," Clefish added. "And it's really sad because this is the defund the police movement style rhetoric that we know damages morale in police departments across the state." The survey questions were conducted between March 31 and April 2, with 1,207 likely 2022 Republican primary voters participating. There was a 2.9% margin of error and a 95% confidence level. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow him on Twitter.